Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KMB the Sexy Ninja in the place to be for a Paper Saver Universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. We're talking about NXT, March 13, 2024, Vic Joseph, Booker T on commentary. We are past the roadblock, and now we are on our way to Stand and Deliver WrestleMania weekend. It can't get any bigger than this, folks. And we have a lot of bricks to lay in this road as we travel to Stand and Deliver. We started off with one of several matches in a tournament, if you would say. LWO versus OTM, and whoever wins this match will go on to go be in a triple threat tag team match. And in that tag team match, whoever wins will face Bron Breakker and Baron Corbin. And Baron Corbin, the Wolf Dogs, at Stand and Deliver for the championship. So that's going to be cool. LWO won. I will say, this is probably OTM's best match. And it took LWO to pull that out of them, which I really appreciate. So it was fun. I had a lot of fun with this match. Then we have Oba and Brooks and backstage, like, altercation because they have a big North American championship tonight. Chase Hughes backstage. Thea's just questioning everything. You know, she's poor thing, you know, with JC Jane and how she really did change her personality for JC. She went to a whole nother level of not being herself. JC made her change herself, you know, to be more kind of like her. And so Thea's kind of torn, and she wants to know if she has friends. And Mr. Chase and Duke, they're trying to cheer her up. And they're like, yeah, you got friends. And Jordan comes along because they got a big tag team match tonight against Kiana and Izzy. So I feel bad for Thea because she's just trying to find her voice. And she does a little bit later on, so we'll get to that. Roxanne Perez, I'm loving this. I'm loving this whole, like look a year ago. When I really started really digging my teeth into NXT, a year ago, she fainted during or went down in the match, and then they had to strip the title for her. She's never lost that title, and here we are now. She's like, no more playing by the rules, no more being Miss Happy-Go-Lucky. I'm here to kick some ass and take championships, and that's what I'm going to tell Lyra. You and me Stand and Deliver for the championship, you know, or what happened to you in that ambulance, we can call Ava out here right now to strip you of that championship and just give it to me. I want that. And so Ava comes out, says no, you know, and so eventually this will be an official match for Stand and Deliver, and a very, very personal grudge match itself. Here comes Tatum Paxley. She wants revenge for her friend, and Ava has to stay the course and try to keep things peaceful amongst each other. So she gets security out there, and there's Roxanne with the big devilish smile saying, bring it, bitch. Bring it. The family, they're at the restaurant celebrating. I will say NXT does cinematic so well. Cinematic shit so fucking well. And this scene here where Ilya shows up and the Don's a little like, hey, man, you just can't come into my place here like this, man. Who the fuck do you think you are? So he says, I'm sorry about this. So they kidnap Ilya, throw him in the back of the trunk, and they go for a ride, huh? The Don doesn't play around. We got an Obafemi interview, and of course there's Dijak. So I'm guessing we're going to get Obafemi and Dijak, so that just makes me go like, oh, so the match tonight really isn't that important, but we'll see something, you know, we'll see what happens, but I think we're gonna get Dijak and Oba at Stand and Deliver. Of course, we had Lexus King versus Mr. Stone. Mr. Stone was taking things really personal, but he lost to Mr. Lexus King. We go into our North American Championship, Obafemi versus Brooks Jensen. Brooks had one hell of a fight. His boy Josh is out there, he's like, get your ass up! You gotta do it, man! And guess what? He didn't do it. Obafemi retains, and Brooks took a beating. He took a beating from Oba, because Oba is scary. Then we get back to the Don and Dragon on the bridge, and it, like I said, it's just so cinematically just beautiful, and I'm wondering if this is like, let's take a shot at this cinematic stuff and see what we can do and how we can slowly incorporate it into the main roster, or just keep it on NXT, either or, because I feel like that's what makes NXT different, that's what makes NXT fresh, that's what makes NXT, like, a show that I'm really want to stay tuned for and see all the development of these characters, and also to training them how to act, you know, because there's a lot of them that still are a little stiff on the mic and everything, because it's all about expression when you're in the ring. So I think these cinematic scenes help these wrestlers elevate themselves in many different directions besides being a wrestler, you know, being a performer. So, but Don says, hey, in any snap of my fingers, I can make you go away. I can take your championship. So don't go barking up the wrong tree here. Okay. So have fun walking all the way back. And I love what Ilya says. Like, hey man, you know, you ain't getting this championship, and you ain't putting me down. So go ahead, snap, bring everything, because I will come after you at Stand and Deliver. Oh, good stuff. Gigi Dolan versus Ariana Grace ended in a DQ. It was okay. Kiana and Izzy versus Thea and Fallon, because Jordan was attacked before this match, and Thea thought she had nobody, but here comes her girl Fallon, and of course, Kiana and Izzy get the win, because why? JC Jane comes out and causes a little bit of an oopsie, and Thea got hit. And we got rolled in, 1, 2, 3. But after this was my favorite part of this, was Thea gets the mic and she tells off JC, like, hey, I know who I am. I know who I need to be. I understand myself, and I changed myself because of you. I thought you were my friend. I thought you were my sister, and you were not. And guess what? Thea Hell is back, bitch, and she starts running around in the ring. Oh, such good times and such fun stuff right here. I was like, Thea's back, you know, throw them Chase U's up and everything like that. So I had a real good time with this. But poor Jordan, just kind of, she's just left back there. Like, hey, you all right? You all right, Jordan? No? Okay. But JC's like, everything I've done for you, you know, so we're going to probably get a potential match between the two. Then we have Riley's backstage. He's like, yay, Thea's back to being, you know, herself. And here comes the no quarter catch crew kind of setting up something there. Here comes Nathan. Here comes Axiom. So all this whole thing here, too, also, they're in the tournament, if you will, to see who's going to go into that triple threat for the NXT number one contendership, tag team number one contendership. So a lot of stuff going on there. Shawn Spears beating Ridge Holland. I don't think this feud is over. And now we get to Trick Williams. Tricky Trick. And my favorite part about this is when he's like, why? I'm like, he told you why. He told you why. He was jealous of the fact that you were trying to take his spot, and no one takes Melo's spot. I am Carmelo, goddammit. And then Trick kind of brought it back around. Trick's mic skills are good, but he ain't there yet. So he does what he can with this, and he's talking, and here comes Metaphor, a little back and forth and whatnot. Of course, Noam Dar being Noam Dar. But my favorite thing about this was Trick Williams got a Lash Legend and twirled her around and gave her a kiss and everything like that. So a bunch of silly stuff with this, but I'm glad that Trick now is back, and he challenges Carmelo Hayes at Stand and Deliver, and I think it should be a personal match, and I think the promos between these two are going to be phenomenal, and I cannot wait for Stand and Deliver. Now we're on to Big Business next for AEW. NXT, I give this show a solid 3.5 out of 5. My match of the night, oh man, LWO versus OTM, and I gotta say, I gotta shout out to OTM, man. You guys looked really good in this match, so drop those comments below, hit that like, hit that subscribe, share it with your grandma, share it with the bum down at Walmart, go to prowrestlingtees.com/newworldpodcast, get yourself that sweet NWP logo created by Penta X, and remember that the New World Podcast is for life, brother.
Mensa, Dar, Trick Williams laying